Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 99, so close to 100. That's going to be a really, really fun episode, so make sure you're subscribed just a couple days from now. But in the meantime, obviously very hyped for 99, because in true Case fashion, I'm going to keep this simple, like really, really simple, like 1 plus 1 equals 2 simple, or in this case, 1 plus 1 equals, you know, happy life. In my opinion, because in this episode, I want to talk about the two things that I think are the keys to being happy and fulfilled. It's two things in my mind that go really hand in hand, and I'm going to talk about how, I'm going to talk about why. And those two things are being weird and being kind. And I'd love for you to listen to this episode and come out the other side and just decide to be the weirdest mother effer you know, while also just being a really down-to-earth, kind human being. And I think not only would you be a cool person to hang out with, but I think you'll find that those two things really open you up to a life that is fun, real, filled with more opportunities than you might have ever thought possible. So very excited to chat through this episode. Obviously, always excited. And I'm also excited for you all. Like, I'm very grateful for you all. You guys are literally the best. You know, I get a lot of DMs from you guys saying, you know, that you feel like you know me through my writing and the podcast. But I also feel like I know you all just from all your messages and the support. It's insane. All the sharing, the ratings and reviews. There's really no more humbling thing to do than to check those out. It's really insane, and I couldn't be more grateful. And I really do love doing this. And, you know, there's no other way to describe it. I love doing it. It's incredibly fulfilling. It's really enjoyable. And I just wanted to say that. And if you feel the same way, that you're enjoying it, the podcast on the other side, it gives you something to think about, or you just like listening to some of the random weird shit I do and thoughts I have, I would be super grateful and thankful if you'd share the podcast. I've kind of backed off on sponsors for the show because I'm using it in the future for something that I'm planning on doing. But in the meantime, that's all I'm asking. Just a quick share. That would mean the world to me. Text it to a friend, DM your crush, email it to your mom, send it to your college listserv, stand on the street corner, shout out, whatever you got. It would really mean the world to me if you'd share it. The podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, iHeart, really everywhere. So thank you so much. Even if you're listening right now, you can still listen and share at the same time. So it's super, super easy, and I'd really, really appreciate it. So thank you so, so much. So getting into it, so I always like to give the how I came up with this idea, but I was on a podcast the other day doing a guest interview, and they asked me what my best piece of life advice was. And honestly, I was a bit stumped because I didn't know the questions beforehand, and I didn't really know if in that moment I could boil my perspective down to just one thing. So I kind of hemmed and hawed and, you know, managed to spit out what I think was a decent answer. But I gave it some thought afterwards because, you know, I still overthink things, and I came to a conclusion about what I'd really like to say if someone asked me that question again. In that, I think now, with a little bit of time and preparedness, I can boil it down to two things. Two super simple things. And I've talked about them quite a lot, in fact, individually. But in the context of them together as a powerful idea and mindset, I really wanted to talk about them again. So I'm doing this episode as if someone was like, yo, Case, what's the secret to life? Or what's the best piece of advice you can give someone? And in true Case fashion, I think I would answer first and say that, hey, I'm just a guy, just a dude bro guy with some perspective. You know, I really firmly do believe that you can only answer that question through your own experiences. But I would say this, that the secret to life, I think, the secret to being happy and fulfilled is two things. It's to be weird and to be kind. That's it. I really do think that. It's to be weird. Be really fucking weird. You know, I want you to think to yourself, fuck, I am weird, and to own it and to be kind, to have kindness be your truth in a world that frankly makes that a bit difficult. That's it. To me, like, those are the two things, and they go hand in hand. They're like peanut butter and jelly, like Chipotle and dinner, like applesauce on pizza. You know what I'm saying? They just go together. They complement each other. And I'm going to talk about how and why in this episode. But first, I'm going to talk about each one individually and why I think they are so important. Because I could have chosen really anything that I've talked about in past episodes. I could have said that the key to a happy life is fulfilling relationships, is being passionate about something, is gratitude, is thinking big, is pushing yourself, yada, yada, yada. I could have said any one of those things because, yeah, they're important. But I settled on being weird and being kind because I think those two concepts really just encompass so much of what life has to offer. And that when you adopt mindsets that push you just to be the weirdest mother effer you can and to also be the most compassionate dude on the block, it's going to lead you to places. It's going to offer you fulfilling relationships. It's going to push you. It's going to lead you to passion and purpose. It's going to make you grateful and think big. And, you know, it offers so much in life. And I'm really confident that these are the right two things to focus on if you want to be happy and fulfilled in life. Like, I've really proven this for myself. So starting with being weird, I'll start with the downer of a fact that I don't think the world really wants you to be weird. You know, I think the world wants you to dress the same, act the same, talk the same, because the alternative, being weird, being different, can be a little bit embarrassing. It could be ostracizing. It could be lonely. You know, the world wants you, I think, unfortunately, to rock that crisp button-up shirt and boat shoes and talk to Nancy from accounting about, ask her about how her weekend was, you know, that you're looking forward to the next episode of The Bachelor, that you can't wait for fantasy football to start. You know, that's normal stuff. It's safe and comfortable. You know, you fit right in there. No problem whatsoever. But I'm a grown-ass man, you know? I get to make my own decisions. I get to choose what I say, how I act, what I wear, what I do on the weekends, what I do for hobbies, who I hang out with. You know, it's up to me if I want to be normal and comfortable and fit in, or if I just want to be myself and embrace my weirdness, you know? And it's up to you as well. You know, I know you're weird. I know we're all weird. You know, think about the things you do behind closed doors. I want you to embrace those things. And I'll tell you why in a minute. You know, we all do weird things. I know you do. You know, when you're cooking dinner in the kitchen, you know, I want you to do that thing you do where you pretend like you're on a cooking show and you talk to the wall like there's a camera there. You know, I want you to dance, you know, dance like the world depends on your awkward and weird dance movements. I want you to climb up the stairs like a bear and just be weird. I want you to say, oh, in a serious meeting when someone says, are you going to send me that report by Tuesday? You say, yeah, I can do it. Oh, you know, I want you to call sour cream white chocolate when ordering at Chipotle because you think it's funny. I just want you to be a fucking weirdo, frankly. I saw a quote the other day that said, I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but you can eat lasagna in the shower if you want to. It's not illegal. They can't arrest you. Go and be free. And I think that's awesome. You know, go and be free and do whatever the F you want. And if you truly do that, you do whatever you want, I think you'll realize that the result of that is you're going to be weird, right? You'll just be weird because we're wired to be weird. We're wired to be eccentric and unique and different. You know, why do I put applesauce on pizza? And everyone is like, what the fuck, Case? Well, it's because I want to. Why do I do push-ups in the elevator? Because I want to. Why do I walk around the office saying you can't cage a peacock and you got to let me fly? Because I think it's funny and because I want to and because it's true. But all in all, it's because that's my shade of weirdness, right? And, you know, not because I'm looking for attention or because I'm like tone deaf to how people might perceive that weirdness. That's not why I do it. You know, I just embrace my weirdness because I've seen what it can do for me. And I've seen what it could do for you and for others because it makes you grow in true form. It makes you passionate about your life. It makes you happy. It forces you to be uncomfortable. It connects you with people who get you, the right people, and you just kind of become this light in a world that's become increasingly cold. And I think most of all, being weird, just it helps you get out of ruts in life. It spices your life up with a little bit of the unusual. And it's simply fun. I think, you know, isn't that what life is all about? I think life to me is, it's half having as much fun as humanly possible and half balancing that with responsibility. And if you're hiding your weirdness in favor of fitting in and not drawing attention to yourself, then you're literally holding your back, you're holding yourself back from half of what life has to offer. You're missing out, you know, but when you're weird, you're not ignoring that. You're not ignoring your true passion. And, you know, it reminds you that you don't have to be interested in the same bullshit that everyone else pretends to be. You know, I look at my life and I didn't used to admire weird people, frankly. But now that I'm a wise, almost 31-year-old, I realize that weird people are the folks who you should be admiring, hands down. You should respect them. You know, I used to think going to the club and mean mugging people and acting cool meant that you're making it in life. Nah, I don't see that at all anymore. I think owning your weirdness means you're making it in life. And I really believe that because someone who owns their weirdness is not afraid. They're not filtered. They don't care. They just do them. And I'm always going to respect that. Like, for example, literally 40 minutes ago, I got back from Chipotle because Chipotle. And I saw this guy sitting there crushing a burrito inside Chipotle. And he was watching something on his phone. And as I walked by, it was like anime or something, right? Something weird. And I was just like, yes, you know, this guy, I respect this guy. I really do. Like, his weirdness isn't overt. It's not loud. It's not in your face. It doesn't have to be, you know, his is just his passion and nerdiness, call it. Like, he's just doing his thing. And I so respect that because that's what life is about. Owning what you want to do and how you act and how you dress and how what you say, that's what it's all about. And certainly I admit that it's not always easy or frankly even appropriate sometimes to be your full weird self. But the more I think you lean into the mindset that you should embrace your weirdness, that the, you know, the more you'll find that to be incredibly rewarding. Obviously, it's cliche to say, but it's what makes you you. And I am so adamant about living a life that is true to that, that, you know, I'm more than willing to embarrass myself to do so. You know, because the alternative, waking up when I'm 50 or 60 and being like, hey, I've been hiding myself for so long, like that terrifies me, frankly. That's regret, you know. So I've just decided to just be weird, you know, be really fucking weird, you know, make people say, what the fuck? But not like in a what the fuck way, but just like a what the fuck? That's interesting, you know, because though the people who react to you like that, those are the right people for you. And I think in this day and age where everyone is struggling in the middle and people are trying to swag and do this and do that and get clout and all this BS, people are drawn to the weirdos. Those are the people who are going to change the world. Those are the people who light up a room. Those are the people who make life worth living and enjoyable. I really believe that. So that's weird, right? Being weird. And next up is being kind. And I'll come back to how they work hand in hand in a minute. But being kind, you know, be kind, right? It sounds like a PSA or something you hear at a kid. It's kind of boilerplate. It's a Hallmark greeting. So why do I say be kind? Well, first, I'll say where I'm coming from. And then I think I'll make it more obvious. But, you know, I keep saying it, that I'm a dude bro guy, right? I'm just a guy. I crush tall boys with the fellas. I hit the gym. I take two scoops of pre-workout instead of one. And then I take a mirror selfie. I still Snapchat bottle service like a total douche nozzle. You know, I'll stop there. My point is, like, I'm not some enlightened philanthropist who has come to understand the meaning of compassion or who has dedicated his life to selling all his belongings, moving to the countryside and living simply. You know, it's not me. I'm just a dude, pretty average by most measures, but I've come to understand that kindness truly, truly is everything. And I don't want this to come off as me, you know, being trying to act cool or some moral icon for you. I say this because this idea of kindness has changed everything for me. And with that change, I've witnessed its power in my life and in that of those around me. I really, really have. And I think when you do as well, it can change things for you in big ways. And, you know, I've come to say that the best compliment someone can pay me isn't that of, oh, you know, Case, oh, he's so cool, or he's so talented, or he's got a following or something like that. It's that, oh, Case, yeah, he's really kind. You know, that would mean the world to me. And I think about my life even more. And whenever I talk to my mom on the phone, she always asks me about my dating life, right? And if I'm dating someone and mention her, my mom's question is always the same. It's, would people say she's kind? And that's it. That's the question. Because the answer, yes or no, or yes, no, somewhere in the middle, that the answer, in my opinion, really dictates how you see your place in the world, which is so important. It's important because, let's be real, it's not easy to be kind in 2019. You know, I look at the world, not at politics or social, economic, or financial issues we're facing. I just look at the conversations that we're having and the culture that we've created for ourselves. And it really doesn't want us to be kind. You know, it wants us to be an asshole, to be unattached and distant, to lie and cheat and talk shit. You know, I don't want to be a downer with that comment, but just like, even just looking at Instagram, like it's filled with screenshots of texts from your ex talking shit. It's filled with just douchebag comments about getting your numbers up and fucking around. It's filled with advice about not caring and just not giving a fuck, you know? And certainly, let's be real, I'm not above all of that by any means. I'm human, but I've come to realize that being kind is not only what I think we're meant to be as humans, but it feels good to be kind. Like it feels good. And you know what I'm talking about here. And I think if you're lost in the world right now and you're like, you don't really know where you're heading, where you belong, who you're supposed to be, being kind is an easy answer for you. It's always the right answer. And I think it'll open your eyes up to where you belong. It'll lead you where you belong, because when you start to treat others with kindness, you do the same for yourself. You know, you understand that you can get overwhelmed and fixated on your own issues, your own frustration and stress and suffering, or you can practice compassion to yourself just as you practice it to others. And that's really life-changing, because it reminds you that you get to choose how to react to things in life. Just like you get to choose to be there for yourself, you get to be there for others. In my opinion, there's nothing more fulfilling and purpose-driven in life than that. And that's all I'm talking about here, just being there for others. You know, you have the ability to be kind in the simplest ways, just by listening, by not judging, by offering 10 minutes of your time. And I'm telling you, it really does melt that coldness that you've kind of developed over the years. It makes you warm inside. It makes you less judgmental. It calms you. It soothes you. It centers you. I really do believe that. Like this past weekend in Chicago, I met up with a couple of guys who drove down from Michigan into the city. Great dudes, big fans of my podcast. And they asked me if I had 30 minutes to meet. I'm pretty protective of my time lately, but I said yes for the simple fact that those kinds of things, small acts of kindness, if you want to call it that in this case, they remind me that the world is a great place filled with great people, and that you'll realize that if you treat people with more kindness and more compassion. So I took some time to chat with these guys, offered advice where I could, and just listened to their aspirations. And I loved it. And it reminded me that at one point in my life, I saw everything in good light. Things were exciting. Everyone had something to teach me. Everyone made me laugh and smile, you know? And I think we could all bring that back into our lives. You know, you can stop judging people who aren't like you, who might be too loud or too quiet. You can stop getting frustrated when things don't go your way, when the line is too long, when someone is taking forever to order, when people are walking in the middle of the sidewalk, when you get cut off when you're driving. When you practice kindness, those kinds of things don't bother you anymore, because you just feel good with being kind. And again, I really do think that's why we're put on this earth, to offer presence and a smile to other people. That simple. And I think in doing that, you literally retrain your brain. This podcast is obviously about mindset. And I think the more that you do that, the more you practice kindness, the more you retrain and rewire your brain, the effect is great. You bring more happiness into your life, because with that mentality, you'll be looking for it. You'll be looking for it because when you're kind to others, you're kind to yourself. You know, when you treat others with kindness, you do so because you see their worth, right? You know, and I think that in turn is so powerful, because it teaches you to see your own worth, to understand that you are human, they are human, we're all human. And just like you can learn to treat others with kindness, regardless of how weird they are, how closed off they are, how annoying they are, how much baggage they have, that they're watching anime at Chipotle, you can learn to do the same for you. Just to be kind and compassionate and generous and understanding towards yourself. You know, I think I really do think that kindness goes around like that. That if you approach life and others with a mentality that encourages you to practice it outwardly, the inward effect is huge. And that's how these two ideas of being weird and being kind kind of come together in my Case Kenny head, because both of them encourage you to kind of just soften yourself a bit, to drop that coldness that the world leads you to believe is needed to succeed and be accepted. You know, when you're weird, you're being yourself, you're being real. When you're kind, you're also being yourself because you're treating others the same way that you want to treat yourself, with compassion and understanding. And I really do think life can be that simple. I'm all about dumbing things down, making it simple. You know, we can control what we can control. We can't control a lot in life, like a lot. But if we want to keep moving forward with our heads up and just to be happy and enthusiastic about each day, I think the answer is simple. We can choose to be weird and we could choose to be kind. And I found that when you do that as often as you can, and no doubt there'll be a lot of stumbles and roadblocks along the way, I really do think that you'll find yourself more open and honest and happy and creative and authentic. You know, and those are always good qualities. And they'll lead you to places in life I don't think you'd discover if you keep closing yourself off. So I'll leave it at that. Be weird and be kind. If you enjoyed this episode and want to encourage your friends to also be weird and be kind, I'd love it if you'd share this episode with them, copy and paste the link, send it to them, text them, DM, do whatever you got to do. Let me know what you think of this episode as well. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny, slide into the DM. I love chatting with you all. And also very excited for next episode, which is episode 100. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed. That'll be coming out in just a couple days. So until then, until episode 100, I'm out.